is only me.
From the Midwest, and one of the things I really miss about Illinois is the trains. The word whistle doesn't get it right. If you haven't heard it, go on YouTube and find, there must be some classic films I'm not thinking of that have that kind of long, mournful sound. And where I'm from in Illinois, there used to, you know, trains came through about three or four times a day, and there was always one at one in the morning. So kind of as I'm somewhere between sleep and dream. Prairie. Sprawling through night, a train's low horn. The crossings empty. The ritual maintained. Reflex or a special precaution. Do the sleepers hear it? Do their ears make unconscious record? To litanize? Prescience loses particularity. Unbound on prairie to vague expectation. With or without hope. With or without the train whistle's thread. Reminder. Redeemer of silence. Each isolate mind banked in prescience. If it's not nostalgia, impalpable in small hours, impalpable in the drift, as names ease from objects, unmannered ritual, a special withoutness. I've begun my own alphabet. My mother died 2 years ago, the day before her 66th birthday, and trying to respond to that took me to, I've tried in many different kinds of poetry. It was most unexpected. She kind of came down with stomach flu and was dead a week later. And I've ended up with this, which is something I'm not quite sure what. The series is called Grief's Alphabet, the reason for which will become clear. And they're just numbered. So, one. Goodness, girl. Grief struck. Grim. God, yes. Hazel-eyed, hallowed, heaven. In Illinois, illness, idleness, ire, juvenilia, jejune, jubilance. Keening, lull, listing, lean, lowered, loss. Mother, mum, maman, misfortune, mom, mommy, more mindful novitiate, nuanced nightmare, numb, oh please, quick right, sift toward us, vow with x-ray, examine your zeitgeist, a bellum colonoscopy, converge, divulge death, divest, earful frost, gregarious hell, infringe infrastructure, jail-like, jury's keen lenience. Lo, my near one, please. I always love the fact my parents had old-fashioned names, at least old-fashioned for the States. My father's name was Henry and my mother's Bernadine, which made it great for calling after her in supermarkets. Because you know, you call mom in the States, everybody turns around. And you call Bernie or Bernadine, and you know it's just her. Grief's alphabet, too. Ah, Bernadine. Bernie. Burn. Call down. Evanescence founds grace. Go horizontal in July's killing, ludicrous moon. No, never. O pallid, quickening sense, sully the tears, the table, the torque under virtue. We're X-raying your zenith, zodiac, zest. A bellowing call. Done, dead effort. For grace goes. And lastly, I thank Kay and Becky so much for having us. It's been really splendid to be here. And thanks to all my amazing readers. Grief's Alphabet 3. I, jester, kindred, losing, lost. Mother cut newly on peak-kilted rage. Such terrible to torrent, ululating vows, wrench execrable yonder zenith. A bastard's cauldron, carol, carry, care, doting ever, etter foundling, foe flung forth for finding, great good held, harbored injustice. Justice? Kin, love, laudable, marrying now, next, never. Oh, poor quiescence, rent, racked, reft, so simpling sorrow, suckled teat, upon vexed want, wondering, wandering, examine your zeal, and bugger coolly downstream. Thank you.